7 to 8 p.m. Sport On with Thabiso Musia.
Good evening. Thank you for staying with us here on SAFM and for joining us on SAFM Spot On with me, Thabiso Musia. Velile Mnyandi is producing the show and Babalwa Mduma is in technical. We don't have an opening clip tonight because we have two big guests and we're going to get straight into it by speaking to Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Bruce. And after that, we will talk to the managing director of MT Sports, that is Moira Tlakhale, who looks after MT Sports. And not only that, but the business side of coach Pitso Mosimane, who is also her husband. But we want to find out more about this leading woman behind Africa's leading coach. So your contributions are always welcome on this show. You can send us your voice notes to 061-4104-107, 061-4104-107, or you can call us directly on 011-714-2006.
Leading sport stories of the day on SAFM.
And let's welcome the coach of Bafana Bafana, Hugo Bruce, on the line. Good evening, coach. Thank you very much for taking our call tonight.
Yeah, good evening.
Thanks, coach. I hope you're well.
Yes. No problem.
That's good.
I think if I shouldn't be well now, what did I need to be well then? after the two victories against Ethiopia and being first in the group, this is a happy coach.
And would you have imagined such a start when you took over this team and you were building a team here?
I could imagine, but I couldn't believe it. Because, I came here and I started to rebuilding a new team. And it's only 2 months. And if you see which steps the players made in those 2 months, I'm a little bit surprised that it's going so quick. We are first in the group. We beat Ghana. Two victories against Ethiopia, difficult victories, but we won. And now, the last two games in the group will be decisive. But we are confident and we will see what we can do.
And what would you say has been key, coach, to this wonderful result in these first four games?
What did I say? I think, first of all, we took some young players in the team, players who are hungry or motivated, who has the right mentality for modern football. And then, you can talk to the players, you can ask him some things, but at the end, it's the player who has to do it. And I'm very happy about the work the players are doing on training, and they are listening and they are trying to do what we ask. And it's a good atmosphere for me to work in.
I'm sure you've had a sense of what it means to South Africans. I mean, what do you make of how South Africans have celebrated these victories, these three wins and a draw? You've just given a new lease of life to South African football.
Yes, I think for everybody, it's a nice time. Man. I mean, we are first in the group. I think when we started the qualifiers for the World Cup, that nobody should expect it, that we should be now first in the group. Also, the way we are playing, against Ethiopia, it was fighting. We were not good in the game, but there were some reasons for that, and I know them, so this is not a problem. But what we did against Ghana was a very good game. We dominated the game, we controlled the game, we scored, we won the game. So that means that there is potential in this group, and that we are going to try to play such games like we did against Ghana. But if it has to, we can fight. We can play on mentality, and we did it two times against Ethiopia.
And the defense has been really impressive, only conceding one in four games. Is that one of the first things you wanted to work on, coach?
You know, when you have a strong defense, you have always 1 point when you start a game, because you don't receive a goal, so you have already one game. One point. At the other side, I don't think that we are playing defensive football. Mm. We like to attack if it's possible. And again, what we did against Ghana was the football that I like. And I hope that we can do it more times in the next games and then in the qualifiers next year for AFCON. This is South Africa what I want to see. Mm. Good football. Everybody works when we don't have the ball to recuperate, and then everybody works when we have the ball. and to try to create chances. That's what I wanted to do and what I like to see from South Africa.
And despite being top, you've always said that you still want to reinforce your squad. We saw you watch some games this weekend. Which areas are you still looking to reinforce in your squad, coach?
I'm not really look to areas. I look to good players. And if we can improve the team with a good player, then we shall do it. Why not? But it's not because now I'm not satisfied about what I saw and about what we did. Not at all. I think the honor is to the players. They did it. And I can only give them tools to win again. But it's up to them to use them, and they did it very well. So I'm very happy with the group now. But again, if you can improve, why shouldn't you do it? So if you find better players, then we will do it. But it's not that we are looking for some areas in the team.
And in one of the games you watched this past weekend, Chiefs and Chipa, Keegan Dolly scored twice, was involved in the goals. Is he someone you could consider, despite some will say he's not a youngster and you've been going for youngsters?
Yeah, but I never said that the door was shut for all the players. I never said it. But I started something in September and I wanted to start with young players and see what quality they have. When you see the last selection against Ethiopia, Klanti was there, Lebusa was there. So those are all the players. I know that experience can be important in a team. So why shouldn't I take all the players when we need them? Mm-hmm. And the names you mentioned a few minutes ago, okay, we know it. We look them, we see them, we go and see the games of them, and maybe one time we will take them because we need them.
And I'm sure it's somebody that you knew about before coming to South Africa, and then he came back to play for Chiefs, Keegan Dolly. What have you made of his progress then?
What if?
I'm saying, what did you make of Keegan Dolly from the matches that you've seen?
It's okay. I see the games, and again, I think last week he scored. So those are things we see, and what I will repeat again. Those are things what we note, and when we need those players, okay, we will take them. But for the moment, again, I'm very satisfied about the group, and I don't think that for the moment. We need some other players.
Mm-hmm. And how do you choose which games to watch, coach? We show you at Chiefs, Chipa. I think you also at Swallows, Stellenbosch. Do you have a plan, or do you just decide in the week which games you want to go and watch and why you want to go watch them?
But what I said a few minutes ago, I like to improve the team. So I like to go and see all the games because I want to know every South African player. And therefore I'm going also see the games of little clubs, not only the games of Sundowns or of Kaiser Chiefs or for Pirates or whatever. No, I like to see Chipa, I like to see Arrows, I like to see Swallows, I like to see Stellenbosch. Maybe there are also players we can use, and therefore I go to see those games also.
And you also go outside the province of Gauteng to watch matches.
Yes, tomorrow I go to Durban. I go to see the game of Arrows.
Okay, that's wonderful. For those just joining us, we are in conversation with the Bafana Bafana head coach, Hugo Bruce, just about the progress made so far. 3 wins from 4 in the first 4 games of the group, top of the group with 2 games left. Remember that after this, it's not automatic qualification. There's still a final round. And coach, having come this far in the qualifiers, would it be a disappointment if at least the team doesn't make it to the last qualifying round?
I think it will be a disappointment for everybody. We are first in the group now, and we are so near, but still far away. So if we shouldn't be first in the group in November, it will be a disappointment for everyone. This is normal. When you are a football player, you want to win things. You want to go to the World Cup. So from that side, I think the disappointment will be there, but it's not a disaster. We are rebuilding a team. And I said it always, if we are not on AFCON 2023, this will be something very bad. And I have to say also that if we are not, that I failed. So I want to be there, certainly. And here, if we can be in Qatar next year, yeah, we will do it and we will fight for it. till the last minute, the last second. But it can happen that we don't succeed.
And how do you look at it now? Do you look at getting 6 points from the last two games because you've got the destiny in your own hands now? You don't even need favors from anybody else.
That should be a little bit too optimistic, I think. let's focus first to the game against Zimbabwe. Because if we don't win that game, yes, then I think it's we have no use to go again to Ghana, because I think we have to win there, and this is very, very difficult because Ghana is a very good team. But at the other side, if we win against Zimbabwe, maybe Ghana will lose points in Ethiopia, and if we are really lucky, they lose, and then we go to Ghana on holiday because we are 4 points ahead. So again, let's focus first of that to Zimbabwe, and if we can win against Zimbabwe, we see what happens next. But then we will be very near, I think, to be in the next round.
And talking about Ghana and Ethiopia, coach, we've seen reports now that CAF is moving that Ethiopia-Ghana match from Bahir Dar to a neutral venue. How do you feel about that? Because I know when you went to Ethiopia, you were not happy with the field.
Yes, but this is something that the African countries does often. They like to destabilize the opponent, certainly when they have chance. So if Ethiopia won against us in Ethiopia, yes, they came nearer to us, and they have a chance to be first in the group, and then they try everything. So now that they are not in the race anymore, okay, now they are going to play somewhere else, maybe on a better field, and maybe an easier travel for Ghana. Yes, that happens in Africa. It never happens. It can't happen in Europe, because you can never play in the stadium we played in Ethiopia. This is impossible. It's not accepted by UEFA. But okay, here in Africa, so those things are possible. So yes, I'm a little bit disappointed that Ethiopia does it like that. But okay, those are matters we can't change. We have just to look out to each other and try to win against Zimbabwe and see what we can do after.
And talking about disappointment in Ethiopia, I know you were not happy with the organization of the trip to Ethiopia. What were you not happy about, and how do we fix it now for that crucial game against Ghana, coach?
Yeah, I don't think that we will travel the same way that like we did against Ethiopia. So there were mistakes were made in organizing that trip. That is for sure. I was very angry that we have to do two night flights. So we had a night flight on Thursday, and we arrived in Ethiopia Friday morning at 6 o'clock. We flew all night, and we came back from Ethiopia from Saturday to Sunday, and we arrived here Sunday morning at 6 o'clock, and we flew again all night. This was the baddest of our organization ever. So this cannot happen anymore. We are already organizing now. We are looking what is possible, which flights we can take. So we have to prepare all this, because it can be a very important game against Ghana, and we can't travel again like we did to Ethiopia. This is impossible.
So the problem was with the internal organization from our side.
Yes, this is like that.
And, coach, before I go to the voice notes, I know the question is going to come, but there were comments made by the Sundowns co-coach yesterday, Rolani Mokoena, not happy with the cooperation and communication between his club and Bafana Bafana. Did you hear those comments?
I heard those comments, and I'm very disappointed that a club coach has critics on his colleague. And I have nothing against that. But if he has critics, take the phone and talk to me. This is more easier to do, and don't do it by the press. This is a sheep. This is very sheep from his side. So I get his answer already, and I will not go in detail. But he know what I mean, and he know what I think about that. And I hope that it will not happen anymore in the next week, in the next months and years.
Okay. And for those who missed it, let's just play it. Maybe one clip for those who missed it yesterday.
With the Bafana players, I mean, it's a very, very difficult situation, because with Bafana, we can't even communicate with the medical department. We don't know the itinerary of Bafana. We don't know the training program of Bafana. We don't get training feedback in relation to the load. There's no data. So the cooperation between Bafana frustrates us a little bit, because in a moment, as Mamelodi Sundowns, we are always the first to always. Over the years, Sundowns has always shown a willingness to support the nation. Even in the previous camp, Tapelo returned and returned injured, you know. We're still trying to get him into the groove. And then you have the situation of Mtobi Mvala, who's so important for us, and particularly for this African sojourn and this assignment. And he comes back from Bafana, he's injured, you know. And then Rushin Duruk, in our previous match against Swallows, doesn't finish the game precautionary because he's feeling a muscular complication. But then he continues to play for Bafana. Kutumela comes back, he's jaded, he's overloaded.
Yeah, those are the comments of Coach Rulani Mokoena. He's basically suggesting, Coach, that the medical staff at Bafana is not looking after the players very well.
I will not give any comments. Mr. Mokoena knows what I think about all that. Mm. I read him a mail, so when he read it, then he will know what really happens. Then he will know it. And again, I'm very disappointed about his behavior as a colleague. You don't do that. It's very cheap to have critics in the press. It's very cheap. Just take the phone, and what he's telling there, he can tell that to me, and I will give him the answers. And I did it. I went not to the press, and I didn't give the answer on him in a newspaper or what. Mm. Just do it. We are colleagues. We are not enemies. And if there is something you are frustrated about, so take the phone and ask it. And don't talk to a journalist and give critics on a colleague. You don't do that. This is not a behavior against a colleague. You don't do such things.
Okay, let's hear some of the voice notes that have come through on 061-4104-107.
Good evening, Coach. Good evening, Tabiso. Coach, you are my coach of the month. Congratulations for the wonderful job you've done with the national team so far. It's very sad that we can't host you in Republic of Bloemfontein. We wish to have you here. Nevertheless, Coach, when should we expect Bafana to be in Ghana? You understand? Please, is it possible for you to appeal to SAFA so you can be in Ghana as early as possible, so the players can get adapted to the weather of Ghana plus the pitches? You understand? Because we can only qualify to the World Cup if we are able to win the game against Ghana in Ghana. It's Bramoro in Bloemfontein.
Evening, member Ntaveza there. I just want to congratulate the coach and to let him know that he has our support, and we see what he's doing. So far, so good. We are very proud of him. And the team that is selecting, man, you can see that he has got a vision for the future. So congratulations to him. And I can't wait to see what the future holds for this team. Matimon, Pretoria.
Dumelang Lotle, Tabiso and the crew, thank you very much for bringing the coach. And coach, yet again, thank you for availing yourself to us. We appreciate that as the supporters, coach. With that said, I've got one question for you, sir. We've seen over the past couple of games, you've been deploying Jabulani Ngcobo as the central defensive midfielder. And I'd like to pick your brains, coach, as to why do you prefer him on that role? Personally, I feel like in that role, we need somebody who is going to be a deep lying playmaker, who's going to look forward and play those forward passes. It's a key position, I feel, in my opinion. And I think that Ngcobo is probably better suited as a defender. So why deploy him there? Thank you.
Great good evening to you, Tabiso. I think Bafana is doing extremely wonderful this time around, and we need to applaud this competent and capacitated coach in Hugo Bruce. The disrespect from this PSL team, particularly from certain individual coaches such as Rulani Mokoena, is unacceptable to us as fans. Rulani Kwatelela must respect our national coach. We love you, Hugo Bruce. Thank you. This is Rudolph, all the way from Bakimbek in Van Vexpan Village, Limpopo.
Okay, thanks for those messages there. We'll just ask the coach to respond as we wrap up our conversation. Coach, I remember the last time we spoke to you, you said you had planned to meet with the PSL coaches. You were told it's not possible. Have you found a way to meet with them?
Yes, I think I have to take myself the initiative. I will not talk to the coaches one by one because this is a little bit ridiculous. At the other side, I will try to meet the coaches here around Joburg all together, and maybe those around Joburg, and then maybe those about around Cape Town, and then I think in three times I will have spoken to all the coaches. It's very important. You see what happens. I wanted to do already those things in August. And if we should do it, maybe Mr. Mokoena shouldn't have those critics now. But again, it's very important. They know, or they will know how I work. They know, they will know my ideas, but also I will know their ideas. I will know how they are looking to football, because they know South African football much better than I do. So it will be very important for me to talk to them. And I will try to do it as soon as possible. And now we have the qualifiers. And then at the end of November, I have to go to Belgium. I have to see some players in Europe also for Bafana. And then I will try to see them after New Year, somewhere in January.
Okay, and then there was a question about Njabulo Ngcobo being used in midfield. I remember he came off the bench in the game against Ghana and also in the last game against Ethiopia. They wanted to know what's the thinking there.
Yeah, Mvala was injured, and we were looking for someone strong in recuperation of the ball, and a tall man also, and okay, it was Zuke or it was him, and because he played also in his team and he did it very well there, so we chose for Njabulo. This is a choice you make. But I know he's much better as a defender. But he helped us a lot in that game, and I'm happy, very happy for that.
Okay. And finally, Coach, as we wrap up, we see that you've stayed. You didn't go back to Belgium. Are you settling now in South Africa? Do you enjoy it here?
Yes, very much. And I'm just going to Belgium because Christmas and New Year are there. Mm. I think it's normal that you like to be with your family. And then in January, the league here stops. So what can I do here if there is no league games? So I rest a little bit more. I stay a little bit more in Belgium, and I come back at the end of January, and I go on with my work. Mm. So again, I like very much South Africa. You can be sure. I'm very happy here. I live here in Joburg. I have a nice apartment. My work. I'm very happy with my work with the guys. So there is no reason why I should leave Africa.
Yes, and we know you as the Bafana coach, but who do you leave behind? Who have you left behind in Belgium, coach? Is it wife? Is it kids? Grandkids?
Is what?
I'm saying, who have you left behind in Belgium? Is it your wife? Do you have kids or grandkids?
Okay. There's my wife first of all, but the most of all, you miss your children and certainly the grandchildren. Yeah. This is something that I miss very much here. But okay. My family know that this is my job, and I have to do my job very good, so I have to stay here. But after New Year, my wife will come, not for months, but she will come and stay in South Africa because she was already here before, and she likes this country also. So I will be very happy when my wife will come with me here and spend a few weeks.
That's wonderful, Coach. Thank you for taking our call. Good luck for the rest of the qualifiers. You've rejuvenated the country in South African football so far, and we certainly wish you success and all the best, Coach.
Okay, thank you very much. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach Hugo Bruce there, Bafana Coach, just talking to us about the way forward now for Bafana and what he's been looking for in the games that he has been watching there.